introduced by former Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Gary Maestes, and State Representative Kathy Lenatra, Hayward spoke of this being a time of transition.
It is a time of transition in terms of how Plymouth is moving towards the future. We are transitioning in terms of how we develop our lands, transition in terms of the way that we're governing ourselves, transition in terms of a post-COVID era.
Hayward emphasized the need to diversify the town's revenue stream.
At this point, the onus is on the homeowner. And so how can we as a town begin to look at some of our resources and see how we can expand upon what we bring in this town, whether that be tourism, whether that be commercial development, but in a way that it does not impede on some of our undeveloped lands and also does not create cost to our residents.
Just last month, Hayward was re-elected to the school committee. So why run for the select board now?
I saw this as an opportunity to take my experience and be able to somehow make our particular government more efficient and to be able to take the concerns of the public and bring them to our select board.
The special election to be held because of the resignation of Selectman Sheila Joyce last month is August 14th. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.